ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS and the world. I'm John Batchelor. Brain drain, often applied to countries that have tipped into deep recession or depression or have moved into autocracy, despotism, and brutality. Those conditions describe Russia, and the brain drain is before us. The report is, according to NPR, more than a million people have left Russia. Some of the best educated have left the country because of the drafting, because of the brutality, because of the threats. And we're told by NPR that many firms are scaling back or shutting down due to lack of workers, especially knowledge workers. Right now, the estimate is 1.3 million and climbing. I welcome Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution, who's been my guide on the Russian economy since the beginning of the war. This is not about energy. This is not about deals made with traders from the Indo-Pacific. This is about educated young people from Russia who are in Armenia, Kazakhstan, Turkey, Argentina, all parts of Europe, if they can get there, and the ones with money and families do get there. Michael, I believe this is the part of the long-term damage to the economy. The best and the brightest have voted with their feet. Good evening to you, Michael.
Good evening to you, indeed. Every destruction of human capital takes a long periods to recover, and educating people nowadays in the 21st century takes 10-15 years of training. And when people with various kinds of education, college education and higher, leave the country and go to foreign countries, and they don't come back because wages are higher where they go to, and they take their families with them, this is a long-term damage to the economy. But there is a paradoxical side to it. We are now experiencing a very interesting side effect of the dissolution of the Soviet Union, which happened 32 years ago. And that happened then when Russia was richer than its neighbor countries, because Russia was a major resource producer, and those countries fell into a deep contraction. And all those countries were poor. Now, all these former Soviet republics, which are now independent states, members of the United Nations, in Central Asia, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, in the Caucasus, Armenia and Georgia and Azerbaijan, they suddenly became the hubs, because they all Russian-speaking still countries. The Russian people who speak both English and Russian and are equipped to run information technology companies, they move there. There is a big economic boom for those countries, a big benefit for them. And they, for the Russians, there is not much difference. They don't have to spend much time to change their customs because they go to friendly countries, countries they're accustomed to. And suddenly, this is kind of the new informational former Soviet Union surrounding Russia. People are not coming back. And this is outflow of human capital from Russia, inflow of human capital and economic growth to these former Soviet countries. And this is a very good development for the world because this contributes to economic growth elsewhere.
We come to a headline I need interpretation. This is Reuters within these last days. Russian budget deficit narrows to $42 billion after slight surplus in May. The explanation offered by Reuters is recorded a marginal budget surplus in May to slightly rein in its deficit for the first 5 months. How so, Michael? What does this mean? Are they getting more oil out or what?
No, actually, the big problem for the Russian budget is that they are not receiving sufficient revenues from selling oil and natural gas. If you look at the numbers for the last 5 months, you will see that because of the price decline of oil on the world market, the oil revenues of Russia as a whole, Russian country, Russian oil producers, fell by 27%. But the revenues of the Russian budget from oil and gas fell by 50%. And taxes haven't declined. The tax rates are the same. So what does it mean that the decline of tax revenues is twice as high as the decline of total revenues for producers? In simple words, it is cheating. It is underreporting that Russian companies increase the, on paper, the discount they give to foreign traders, and these foreign traders, they're affiliates of their Russian-owned companies, and they sell oil ostensibly on the cheap. In reality, they pocket revenues and stash them in foreign banks, and the Russian budget does not receive sufficient revenues, and the increase of the Russian tax revenues is due to the increase of the value-added tax. The value-added tax is like our sales tax, and it is on imports and domestic production. So as their imports recover, they tax imports more, and they contribute to their revenues. But the total revenues still decline by 18.5%. So their budget deficit is increasing. In the last 5 months, annualized, it is grows to 5% of GDP. They have to finance it by selling assets from their sovereign wealth fund. But this sovereign wealth fund, I've calculated, can last them another year and a half. That's it. After that, they will be broke.
The BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Once upon a time, the coming players in 2019, a photograph of the leaders, including Vladimir Putin, smiling cheerfully. But now, Russia's foreign minister, that's Sergei Lavrov, accuses the West, that's us, of financial blackmail as BRICS eye adding Saudi Arabia, Iran to economic bloc. Financial blackmail. It's called sanctions, isn't it? What are they referring to? Is Lavrov complaining in front of his allies because it makes him feel, what, the victim?
Well, they play the victim, of course. BRICS is an artificial construct which was invented by one trader, Jim O'Neill, in 2001. He worked for Goldman Sachs, and the idea was to tell American investors that, look, there are several countries out there which are a good investment opportunity. Brazil, Russia, India, China, and then they added South Africa. It was done for Western consumption. It was done as an investment opportunity, which at the time it was, and as China and Saudi Arabia, it continues still to be. But then these countries took several years, and these countries recognized that's an opportunity for them to form a political bloc, to form a club. A club that where their prestige, their respect will increase, and they will play a major role because they're not part of the G7. They're part of G20, but not part of the G7. And it is a club of these countries, but they have highly diverse interests. This is not a sustainable arrangement. China is now in conflict with Russia because Russia wants China to build the new natural gas pipeline. And China said, no, we will build it one from Turkmenistan, not from Russia, because it is more stable and more reliable. The Saudi Arabia, which wants to join the bloc for political reasons, is now complaining about Russia because Russia is cheating in their oil quotas. They produce more while Saudi Arabia is reducing its own supplies. And this hits Saudi Arabia in terms of prices, because whenever Russia sees that there is a gap that they can earn more money, they do it at the expense of Saudi Arabia. So BRICS is not a club of friendly countries.
And the financial blackmail accusation continues.
The financial blackmail is just another way. It's a euphemism. It's another way to say that Russia doesn't like sanctions. Who does?
Michael Bernstam, my guide on the Russian economy. The brain drain is profound. He's at the Hoover Institution. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.